Okay. I asked this in the group chat and y'all ignored me.
Wait, what do you mean?
It already turned off? What a whore. Okay. Do y'all want to go to kayak on Rio Guadalupe?
When?
Oh, yo, what dates?
Well, I'm just asking if you want to.
When?
When we could plan it.
I don't even know. Down. I work.
I do that shit.
6 days out of a week.
I'm usually off in the mornings, so.
Of what? You're like off this morning.
Except Sunday.
You're off at night and Sunday?
Yep. Mornings every other day.
Y'all
want to
go?
I'm done. Oh, I don't work Monday or Tuesday, though.
Oh, we could plan it like 2 weeks from now so we can ask off.
Bro. I can even get a random day off. I just need like a week.
You're down, Victor?
We'll see. Because I want to work Sundays, but sometimes it's like you never know.
Did you work this today?
No, because they've been having reasons why we can't work Sundays. But if I work Sundays, it's double time.
Double time.
So if I'm allowed to work on a Sunday, I'm going to work on a Sunday.
Okay.
Okay, so if you're not working on a Sunday, are you coming?
Yeah.
Well, okay, he's probably coming.
I mean, we're going to plan it for 2 weeks from now. Well, I don't even need to plan it. You want to just go on a Sunday?
Oh. Sure.
Yep. Yeah?
Yeah.
We could do...
Yeah, mofoku.
If you ask off now, could you get next Sunday off?
Sure.
We could do it then?
I don't know.
Huh? I'm off every Sunday.
You don't know that.
I do know that because it's my availability.
Nah, you don't know none of that. You don't know about that.
Okay. And I wanna start bringing on like our friends as guests.
Oh, I was going to ask if Dev could come, but then I got in a bad mood and then didn't want to pick him up.
At first, I thought Victor was Devin.
Because he's fat. I'm kidding.
Poor Victor.
No, not Vic.
Me and Devin
Dev's
look like we're related.
Yeah.
What? Huh? You look like we're related, right?
Yeah, because you are both brown. Yeah.
Both brown, we're big beaners. Mexican.
Yeah.
Big beaner. We're both big beaners.
Yeah, so just like put out a Snapchat and ask your friends if they want to be on the podcast.
And then, can I bring my girl?
Huh?
Can I bring my girl on the
podcast?
Of course you can bring your girl.
No. She's shy. She's shy.
She's shy too.
No,
she didn't want to do it. I don't have to. Well,
yeah,
our video isn't even working.
What? Weird. I didn't get it.
She said that when there's two shy people, the people didn't. She said when there's two shy people, to become unshy. So yeah, and then that's how we could, like, get free promotion pretty much and have your friends.
Yeah, buddy.
Show our thing on their Instagram. And I think Nico was trying to say this the other time. You said like we could have them like vote on who gets on the podcast next or something.
What the fuck? I don't.
Didn't she say something like that?
Maybe.
Because I thought,
is it a good idea?
Well, because you said it, and I was like, that doesn't make any sense. And then I thought about what you said, and I was like, well, we could do this instead.
Okay, so. Give me your idea that you revised.
Okay.
Because obviously that's something.
So the idea was
shut up.
We make we you know, put on Snapchat, like, if you want to be on the podcast, hit me up. And then and then you hit them up, put them in a list, right? And then we kind of do a little bracket system, and we choose like four people who would be on the next podcast, right? And then we make them make a 30 second video of why they should be on the podcast. We post them on our story. We put a poll, and they had to try to get their followers to come to our page and vote them in.
Okay.
And that gets impressions.
I don't think we're gonna get that.
Damn.
People are going to be like, oh, it's cool. And then they'll be like, oh, what the fuck? There's so many steps.
Yeah, that's why I want to make it. That's the thing. Like, if we get a lot of people, it's just going to be too many. But we could just do, like, two people instead.
True.
I want Michael Jackson.
I feel like we're just going to have enough to, like, cover two people right now.
What do you mean?
Like, I think it's more important for us to decide who we want on the podcast.
Yeah, that's why we kind of like, okay, out of these two people, like, dude, I'm fine with either two people.
I'd be down.
What neighbor?
Just a random neighbor.
All the people up front?
Yeah, just people up front.
Dude, honestly, you should. She has some fucking tea. Like, she always has shit to say.
Who?
Oh, we're not talking about her. Arisa?
Oh, Arisa? No.
Dude, apparently this guy at Home Depot got fired for sexual harassment. The manager.
Damn, a girl or a guy?
A guy. He was, like, the older guy, and he would always, like, flirt with, like, the girls. He'd be like, oh, you're my girlfriend now, and blah, 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 and shit.
Yeah, that's weird. I never had a manager that, like,
bro,
was flirtatious with other girls.
Yeah.
But.
No, I sadly have been through that at WatchTub also.
And Topgolf, there was this, like, the cop that worked there. He'd, like, go and touch, any
flirty cop.
Yeah, he's old as fuck, too. And he's like,
ma'am, I'm gonna have to do a breast search.
But he's like going, he's putting his hand around like girl's waist, and he's like, hey, beautiful, how you doing? How's it been?
Dude, whenever me and Hannah got searched, like, I saw there's an actual way they like search like breasts. Like, they got grabbed, like, saw like she grabbed her bra and like was like shaking up and down and was like moving her side to side. I was like, oh, damn. That's crazy. Like, if there was anything in there, it would have gone flying.
And welcome back to the Rinky Dinky Boys. This is episode 15, remake of our last episode 15, because I lost it.
Okay, I feel better now that I'm talking.
Yeah, right? Nico was all sad boy, down bad.
Motherfucker is down bad right now. Swear to God.
We're all down bad.
Not about like any relationships. I'm just pissed that we lost a lot of the last episode. Huh?
What's he done bad from some?
Babe,
what's the
something? I told
else?
You not to
tell me.
We're not.
I feel like I know what it is.
Tell us. We're not talking about it.
Tell us the tea. Really? Tell us the tea.
Fuck. Okay.
We're not talking about.
No, let's talk about it.
We're not going to talk about it on the podcast. About
yeah,
that.
Guys, we can talk about it after.
Hey, Kaya, you're your recording? Own woman. I know. Nick doesn't control what you do.
Is it still recording?
No, that's not. Yeah, you can. Yeah, go ahead. I for some reason our video just won't fucking go. I've been trying, but
I want to know.
Oh, I have drinks. Know. Yeah, I have a bottle of MD, and then I have two Buzz Balls.
You know, every time we talk about having drinks on the cast, we never do them.
What?
Every time we talk about having drinks on the podcast, we never end up.
Well, they're
drinking.
In the car.
Yeah, he said that last time too. We didn't do anything. Oh, about
I have a bottle of MD, and then I have two Buzz Balls.
I have two cases of seltzer.
It's. The MD tastes like orange juice and liquor. So it's like good and bad at the same time. It's pretty strong. It's pretty alcohol strong.
Because I don't really like
alcohol. Yeah, you could probably mix it with something, but it's like pretty alcohol strong. Not gonna alcohol. Lie.
Don't you have seltzers?
I have three cases of seltzers at home.
Boom. Burn. I was taking swigs of it last night.
What? You're thinking what?
Taking swigs of my bottle of MD.
Swigs. Just gotta get drunk, bro. Drink till you... Once you're feeling it, they're like, oh, no.
Come sit over here if you're gonna talk, babe.
Yeah, bro.
Careful with all the wires. Okay, wait until I put a microphone in front of you.
Come here. Damn, bro.
Get close. Come on.
Okay. I went... Stop. I don't wait, hold like on. It. I went to a teen outing with my work, and everybody, once I got there, everybody, they're over 21, so they were talking about ordering drinks, and I was like, oh, sucks to be me, because I'm not over 21, and then Robin, the other receptionist, looked at me, and she was like, you know, if they don't card you, I don't think they'll care, and I was
true,
like,
true.
So she ordered. And then they didn't card her, so I was like, I'm just going to order. And then I did. And I got what she got. It was like, it tasted like a cherry limeade. It was really good. But I slurped that thing down fast.
Did it taste like juice?
It was good. It was a good, like, if I didn't, like, order it from...
A bar.
Yeah, a bar. I wouldn't have known it had alcohol in it. It was good.
And those are the best kind.
Yes, it was good. But I drank it really, really fast. And I'm like... A super like lightweight when it comes to any substance. So
you were lit.
Yes.
Nice.
Sounds and then like I drove time. Home and Nick was like really
you
mad.
You drove at me. Home?
Why
drove
would you home. Be mad?
Hey, bro, you drive all the time when you're drunk.
Yeah, me too.
And you know what?
I'm a great driver.
You know
what's
what?
The problem?
You remember when you said you drive better when you're sober, when you're drunk?
Yeah, but I'm a great driver.
You know what she thought?
Yeah, the same thing?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I think the same thing.
That's you
the
told way, me, babe. You're bro. Like, I drove so safe better than when I'm sober.
Dude, that's the fucking attitude.
But I got home and I was talking like a million miles a minute. I was like, I was anything that came to my head, I was speaking it. And it was like, if I didn't say it right then, mm-hmm. I would forget about it.
Wait, have you gotten drunk before?
No.
Like before? Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. That was like first time.
Oh, ever. You were lit?
No. She was. Drove no, too, she was tipsy. Oh.
And then you drove. That's crazy.
She was tipsy.
And like, I'm super lightweight. So anything I... It was
bad.
And
no,
it
I'm
was
thinking
vodka,
about
and it.
And
it was vodka, so.
Damn.
Yeah, it was fun. It was really
you can't be
good
doing
though.
That. You got to eat something sober.
Sounds like a good time.
Oh, yeah. No, and I didn't eat anything that day either. It was fun. I'd do it again.
When she told me, she was like, oh, my God, babe, they gave me drinks, right? And I was like, oh, okay, that's cool. By the way, it's chicken pickle. I'm just saying it out there right now. But, they're like, they're giving me drinks. And I was like, all right, it's cool. And then I went to the shower and she goes, I'm coming to you. And I was like, no, don't drink and drive. And she was like, too late. And
oh
then she's
God.
Driving and she got here.
How do you feel about his tiny bed now?
I hate it.
I know. When I saw it, I was like, bro, this sucks. Why do you have a tiny bed?
Yeah. No, he keeps trying to have me stay over and
not
I keep
bed.
Yeah, I keep literally being like, no, I'm not going to sleep in that bed. And he's like, but I'll go sleep on the couch. And it's like, what's the point of staying over if
no,
I'm not going to sleep in the same bed as
yeah.
you?
Yeah, you could squish the couches together and sleep like a big bed couch.
That would be kind of neat.
I told you that.
If they're even.
You know, okay, for real. I would say I'll give an idea, right? And she would be like, no, I don't think it's great. And then, like, y'all would come and say the exact same thing. And she'd be like, oh, yeah, that's
hey,
nice.
Bro,
Sometimes
you just
gonna,
need to hear something twice.
I mean, that's true. But you said you were going to push it up against... I thought you said push it next to the bed. Like,
I don't keep
they're not
that.
The same size.
I thought about right. that, too, though.
They're not the same height. So I was like, that wouldn't work. Why would you suggest that?
Yeah, because I meant the couches.
But you said the couch and the bed.
I don't remember saying that.
Yeah,
but.
You don't remember.
Nico, what was your topic?
Just been asked, what happened 2 days ago?
Oh,
what were you talking about?
Me, dude. No. So 2 days ago, this bitch hit me, right? Hit my car. And then so I'm like, what the fuck? And then she takes off through the parking lot and like tries to escape. I have to chase her down. And then
you chase her down?
Yes, dude.
Let's go.
I fucking
yes,
turned off my charge control. I was like banging through gears until I caught up to her. And I like pulled up next to her. I was like honking until she pulled over. I low key lost my shit. I'm not gonna lie.
Let's go, man. That's
wait.
But then
she pulled over and got out or what?
Yeah, I made her pull over and then I pulled up behind her and I got out and then I looked in the mirror and I saw it was a lady. And she was like, she looked scared as fuck. And I saw the back window. There was two car seats. There was no one in the passenger. I was like, well, fuck me.
Oh, there were babies?
Yeah,
the
they were infants. And then so.
Why is she running then?
She was like, oh my God, I got scared. My baby started crying. She didn't speak a lot of it. Her English was shit. And then I'm like, well, let me see your shit, like your insurance. She's okay. She pulls out her license. It says it's a Mexican license. Her address is in Mexico. She's not a U.S. citizen. I'm like, oh, fuck. I'm like, you don't have insurance. She's like, okay. I'm like, well, she's like, well, can we go to the mechanic shop and I can just pay or I give you money? And I looked at the scratch and she barely dented my hood, my fender. And most of the scratches buff out. And I wasn't really pissed anymore. And I was like, honestly, if you left right now, I wouldn't be mad. I was like, well, give me like $500. She's like, okay, do $500. And then she texts me. She's like, well, 500 is a lot. What about 300? I'm like, 400. And then she gave me $400.
She gave you, hey.
And I text damn. And I called this guy and I was like, hey, how much would you repaint like my shit for? He's like, yeah, like 350. So even if I repaint it, I'm still up 50.
Ooh.
So we came out winning.
Dude, don't repaint it. Now you're up 400.
Right.
I have it in my pocket. I was supposed to deposit it.
No,
right
it's pretty bad for like a scratch.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, you put a stud on your Snapchat, didn't you?
No, I didn't.
You didn't? No. Then what was on your Snapchat? There was something scratching.
There's something scratching.
Fuck, I don't know.
Very.
She's low-key fucked up right now. I'm not going to lie. She's not. She's going through it. And maybe it's going through it because I'm going through it. But you know what? She'll survive because I'll survive. She may have to survive some hard driving for the next few weeks, but she'll be okay.
Careful with the Amen. Microphone noises.
That was you.
That's not me.
It was you.
No, it's Nico.
I'm getting a little fucking excited, bro.
I see it happening on the screen.
I see it happening.
Right, fuck you, Victor.
You're like, I'm looking at the sound levels. Anyway, so that's my topic.
Boop-a-da-boop. Somebody else?
Shabba-da-ba-doob.
Hold up.
Do you know what that is?
No.
Oh, thank you.
Wait, funny. How far did she run? I'm sorry, but how far did she run?
So she cut through a pretty good-sized parking lot, and then she went... She probably went, like, a good mile.
Damn.
I chased her for, damn. Like, a good mile.
Damn. How long? Did it feel like forever?
Nah, I was going fucking fast. I was going, like, 80.
Did you feel like Tom Cruise?
I caught up to her. I caught up to her fast, like, as fuck. Because whenever she took off, I had to do a whole U-turn because the way she hit me, she scratched me. So I, like, had to turn around in the middle of traffic and then get through, like, the lane of traffic to, like, get into, like, the parking lot she took off in.
And she never got on the road, though?
It really just took me longer to, like, just get after her.
Mm.
But she was, like, speeding off.
Did she ever go onto the road, or did she just stay on the... Because you said she went through a parking lot, right?
Yeah.
So did she just go, like, through the roads, on like, not on the road? You know what I
it
mean?
It was, like, a neighborhood behind the shopping center.
So she went in the neighborhood?
Yeah, bro.
She was... Wait, how fast were you going in a neighborhood?
Like, 80. I was fucking... I didn't...
Fuck them kids.
Dude, I saw her... There were two cars behind her, and I saw her, like, at the far end of the street. I was like, fuck no. And I, like, went around the cars and shit. I had to, like, lower my window and, like, wave at someone because I was not going to stop at a stop sign. Luckily, they stopped.
That's pretty good.
And just fucking...
Just imagine the kids.
Yeah, no.
Mama? Mommy, what's happening?
He's chasing us! But yeah. That's that.
Damn. Is that what bummed you out?
No.
Oh, wait. You were also working on something else on your car, weren't you?
Oh, my turbo thing?
Is that what it was?
Yeah. I did that. That's fun. Now my turbo's even louder.
Oh, wow.
Oh, and I raced my dad's car, and it's pretty tied.
Tied? Like, yeah. Same. He's an STI, right?
Yeah.
Is his supposed to be, like, just stock faster or what?
Yeah, his is faster stock.
Does he do anything to his car?
Nope.
Did he buy his car, like, complete? Like,
yeah. I'm going to buy it off him at the end of the year.
No way.
Oh, what's he going to get? Is he going to get, like, a Supra or something?
He's going to get, like, some other SUV to go camping.
But wait, he got a new, like, a new camping car, didn't he?
His fucking trailer?
Is that what it is?
Yeah, because he's friends with the guy who owns the company, and he was getting a new one, so he bought his old one.
The trailer?
The red one?
No, it's not red. It was black.
The fuck are you talking about?
It was like a Jeep type of car, but it wasn't a Jeep. Or was it? Because, okay, did your dad ever tell you when Luna got out and I was chasing her for, like, hours?
I hear she got out a lot.
Okay, well, there was one time where I was chasing her for hours,
mm-hmm.
and your dad had helped me, and he brought this car, and it was, like, a Jeep type thing.
Well, maybe, okay.
And we were chasing Luna with it.
And what, maybe it was, like, was he with someone?
It had, like,
was he with someone?
Like, a ladder on the back.
What the fuck? Was he with someone?
I guess he, like, rented it or something, because I don't see it anymore.
Was he with, like, a friend?
No, it was just him and Marcella and Bastian.
What the fuck? I don't know. Sounds weird.
Oh, does your parents still want to be on the podcast?
I don't know. They're kind of weird. They've been fighting a lot.
Oh.
Not going to lie.
Oh.
I mean, my dad would probably still do it.
Okay.
Marcella would probably still do it, too, but separately. You know what I'm saying? Or who knows? Fucking shit. So... Yeah. Who else wants to speak? I feel like I've been talking a lot.
I was going to lean into it. I was going to say.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I was, okay, so there's this kid that I know from high school, right? And freshman, because, okay, he came in when I was a sophomore, right? He was a freshman when I was a sophomore. Mm-hmm. And he was like a little baby face, really nice kid. He was like a little baby kid, right? Like, very nice, this good. And then as the years go on, junior year, he starts, like, skipping class, doing drugs, you know, being kind of...
Like me?
Yeah, but not as much as you, right?
Oh, okay.
And then by the way, congratulations, Nico.
Oh yeah, we graduated.
I forgot. Congrats.
You got a round of applause.
The best part of your life just ended.
Thank you.
And
about that one though.
So after I graduated, he gets like tattoos. He's like not like almost not going to school at all. Hell, he's like barely passing to graduate. And now he's like he made like a vlog of him like just smoking on the side of the roads and that stuff. He came from like a little baby good man to this.
Where was he from?
Where was he from?
Yeah.
That's Brussels.
Was he from a small town?
No. Born and raised in San Antonio. He was Japanese though.
Born and raised in San Antonio. Wait, didn't you say he came into the school out of nowhere? Or
oh yeah, he came from middle school into high school when I was a sophomore. Freshman. When he was a freshman, I was a sophomore.
Oh, yeah. I guess that's what the city does, man.
He doesn't. He didn't really live in the city.
He belonged to the streets.
He didn't live in.
The city? Now he lives in the city.
Did he live in the city in high school?
No.
Oh, in middle school, he didn't.
Okay, so. He lived in the, I don't know, like the same place.
He's just probably a regular person. They just got into drugs.
So one toke of weed and you're like, I'm a fuck with my life.
Dude,
well, I mean, that's how it works. He went through a couple of breakups.
My life is fucked.
Your life's not fucked.
Yeah, bro. I'm a drug addict.
I mean, you're going to college.
Fucker. Or am I?
Dun, dun, dun. Maybe that's why you don't know how to register to classes.
Oh, probably.
When you asked about... how to register for orientation. That wasn't him who texted you. It was me.
I was like, damn, Nick actually knew.
He didn't know. He was like, yeah, I don't know. And he asked me, he was like, how do you register for orientation? And I was like, I'll just text him.
I did not ask. I said, okay, you said, no, you want to help. And I was like, I can't just baby him through it.
Why
and
not?
Then, and then she took the phone and told you. I had an idea. I was just going to tell you to go to the website and look for new student orientation and just click on it. But she kind of gave you
step by step. I've been putting it off a lot. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, but you gotta go now. Got to get it now. James A. Puenza, history teacher. Easy A.
James Avery?
I got James A. Puenza.
Fuck.
Easy A, I got 100 in that class.
Motherfucker.
Nice.
What about your story, bro?
So, he just went, like, he's on the streets now? You want to invite
him? No, he's not on the streets.
No. To the streets.
He lives in an apartment with, like, not even an apartment. He lives with another
friend. In a trap house.
Not a trap house.
Does he live in Pachanko Road?
No.
He lives in the
ghetto. Oh, he lives on Monarch, right?
Huh? Bro, I don't know where he fucking lives.
Oh, okay.
Damn, bro. I thought you were, like, best friends with him.
No, I mean, because he kind of went off Instagram. Like, I had him on Instagram. That's how I knew.
Yeah, you know
that's,
he's
that's
weird.
That's how I saw him, like,
you know he's weird
take
if he
this
went
path.
Off Instagram.
And then he, like, deleted his account. And then just a couple months ago, he added me again from a different account. And now he's doing music.
Nice. Everyone's doing music.
He wants to be a rapper now?
No, not even a rapper.
Just music?
Well, he used to actually want... He wanted to, like, copy Suicide Boys.
Oh.
Sort of
I love Suicide Boys.
But, that's him. I mean, now he's not even doing that. He's, like, playing guitar and shit. But.
So drugs do. Don't do drugs, kids.
Unless you want to. Then it's okay.
Yeah. Unless you know how to do drugs and still go to work in the morning. It's okay.
You remember when it was, like, our junior year when it snowed? Just a little bit.
I don't remember high school.
Do you remember when it snowed a lot last year? Last year.
It wasn't last year. It was February.
Remember when it snowed like 2 months ago?
And that's what I'm talking about. But Bunker. No, do you remember when it was just like a thin layer of snow? Like our sophomore or junior. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Panda Express when it happened.
Yeah.
Panda Express sounds good.
And, okay, so.
I haven't ate.
The next day.
I could eat. Are y'all hungry?
Huh?
Are y'all hungry?
Yeah, I'm hungry, but we're shooting a puck.
Yeah, you fucker.
I'm not hungry. I forgot I ate something.
What? What do you mean you don't know if you're hungry or not?
I'm always hungry, man. I'll eat anything all the time, but I just ate.
So. Terrible person.
Anywho.
You just scratch your balls like that.
Why'd you have to call it out?
There's no camera.
Oh my god.
I just see this
I
guy.
Tried to do it. No one was looking.
We're all guys.
This motherfucker just well, decides to
call that. Guy.
Oh my god.
You just put your hand under your pants. That, just
yeah, bro.
So nonchalant.
I really fucking did. Had an itch. Jesus. I don't know what you're going to say, fuck. Anyway.
I just remember because O'Connor was filled with potheads, and I remember one time,
the good old days.
Yeah, I mean, I remember one time walking down like because you know our highways are outside, so it was end of school, and I just hear, bro, what if you were on acid when it snowed?
That'd be lit. No cap,
bro. I was trying to lean into your topic.
Oh, lean into my topic.
What's your topic? I forgot.
It was his cousin who.
My
cousin,
oh yeah. Speaking of drug addicts and drugs.
Yeah. Speaking of drugs and drug addicts, my cousin's dead.
Oh fuck.
He's not.
End of story.
That's it.
Podcast.
He's a really nice guy. Fat. Just regular gamer.
Then he started doing nicotine.
Then he started selling drugs in Mexico.
That's where he get you, bro.
And then he was signing in someone's territory.
Oh.
Yeah. Now he's dead as fuck.
Dude, so my cousin came back from, like, Wisconsin, and now he's a drug addict again.
Wisconsin? Which part? Milwaukee?
I don't fucking know. Somewhere. He broke up with his girlfriend, or his girlfriend broke up with him, so he, like, came back home.
Bitches always make you fuck up. Huh? They make you do the weird... Bitches can ruin your life.
I feel like guys can ruin girls' lives also. It goes both ways.
Nah, but girls can always just next one.
Guys
can too.
Wait a minute. Don't even get me started on this shit.
Girls always got, you know, like a roster of potentials.
What do you mean?
Guys can too. You just don't.
Yeah, you just don't pull like that, nigga.
Hey, I never said anything about me, okay? Victor's over here like, yeah, every girl's got someone else.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you're... Sure. Okay, I'm not going to say that anymore.
Me what?
No, I'm not... No, because I don't want to... Because I don't want to ruin your thing with your girls.
Penis.
I'm sure there's others.
Nico just peeled a ball and penis out of a cutie.
This is a talent. I've done this multiple times now.
Let me take a picture. My phone's over there. Take a picture of it, Nico.
Hidden talent.
Dude.
Deep throat it. My phone's
that's
over there.
That's gay.
You go.
It's not a real. It's not gay. You say no.
Throw it around. We have to throw it around.
What's that one show? America's Got Talent. And he just.
What?
Or like with the judges.
If he went on America's Got Talent, he just peeled an orange to look like
a penis.
Oh, and that's it.
Got Talent, and he played the song.
Oh, it was in America's Got Talent, X Factor.
One of them, tequila. Yeah, he says, that's all he said about that. Every time I see it, it makes me laugh so much.
He, like, advanced, too.
Yeah. He got, like, the golden button, right? I don't know.
No, he advanced one, because he went into the open entry, and then he advanced one round, and then he lost there.
What did he do in the next round?
Huh? The same thing.
Really?
Tequila. Oh. And then they're like, yeah. Huh?
Same song?
Yes, the same song. They only let him advance because it was a meme and they wanted money. Is that all you're going to say about your topic?
Yeah, I should have said more about it, but I mean, it's tough.
You want to talk about it then?
If you know, sometimes when life pushes you to that, you know, you didn't get a good job, you're working day by day. You want to make more out of yourself, and you just start selling drugs in Mexico.
Why in Mexico?
Because you lived in Mexico.
Oh, his whole life?
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant like he like lived here first or something.
No, no, he's been a full beaner since day one. What's crazy? Everyone in construction—they're all beaners.
Oh,
I was
yeah.
Not expecting
that's,
that.
Oh, wow. That's the least crazy shit I've heard all day.
Yeah. I mean, mostly.
You didn't expect.
Let me guess. Your managers are white?
My managers?
Yeah. Are they white?
Okay. So we're working. My company, the company I'm in, there's several companies working at the site, but we're all working for Microsoft. Most of the Microsoft people are white. And our journeymans and our foremans and our general foremans are all Mexicans or Puerto Ricans or Dominicans. Just a bunch of dude, there's no Asian people. I've not spotted one. It's crazy shit. This is where my people belong. Construction. Wow. My people are building this.
Damn. They're building America.
My people are building America.
It's true, though. So there was about, like, what? 9 fights? 9 boxing events that happened?
Yeah, you know about 2 of them.
Well, one of them had, like, 7 fights.
What?
Which one are you talking about, then?
Which one are you talking about?
I'm talking about the Floyd.
Oh, yeah.
Floyd Mayweather versus Logan Paul.
Yep.
And McBroom versus Hall.
See, I only saw the last fight. I didn't see all the early ones.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. What are you talking about?
What fights did you see?
Logan Paul. I saw Logan's fight.
Okay.
That's about it.
That's it?
Yep.
Okay. Well, fuck.
I miss the whole beginning.
No. So, Floyd Mayweather and Logan Paul were a separate fight, and then they did a YouTube versus TikTok thing. It was featuring Austin McBroom and Bryce Hall.
Mm-hmm, yep.
And then it also had other TikTokers and YouTubers.
Well, I saw TikToks about the Bryce Hall one.
Yeah, and what did you see about his TikToks?
I don't know.
Who won?
The kid got beat the fuck up.
Yeah, Austin McBroom won. Mm-hmm. Austin McBroom won. Yeah, but Bryce talked.
Talked so much.
Yeah. When I was like watching it and I was checking them both out, I was looking at Bryce before he talked. I had no idea who he was, and I was like, this kid's too small. You know, he doesn't look like he has a lot of muscle.
The weight difference is a big difference.
He's got big arms, but like, what is this? Where's his chest?
Damn, Nick, you're checking him out. You hear him, Kaya?
No,
he's like, he's got small arms, but not a big chest. Fuck you, man.
But yeah, so but after like listening to their beef, I'm like, oh shit, Bryce might win. And then
I heard the refs got paid.
Oh yeah,
the judges definitely got paid.
So Taylor Holder and Addison Gibb. So Taylor Holder landed like 18 punches, and Addison Gibb landed like 38, and they tied. That makes no fucking sense. Y'all just ain't talking?
I didn't watch the fights at all.
I know, but...
I think the one with Logan Paul and Mayweather, I think Mayweather just played with him the whole time.
And there's a little bit of that, but honestly, like...
Making it seem like a show, because Mayweather's super world-class good.
Yeah.
Logan Paul's
But did not. You know about the rules of that fight?
There weren't going to be any winners.
Yeah, there was no winner. The only way that you would have known who'd won is by knockout. Or if you... There was no judges either. So you didn't know how many... well, they did. But, bro, I thought Logan Paul was going to do better. Put your mic to your mouth.
Fuck you. I think he did as expected. From far training.
Bro, he's... Okay, both of his... except for this first one. The second KSI fight and Floyd Mayweather fight, he just kind of stood there. That's what it felt like.
He threw a quite amount of punches.
Yeah, he threw a lot, but he only landed like 14%.
Well, I mean, it is Mayweather though. He wasn't expecting to land
right
most.
But Logan Paul is strong. He could have overpowered him, but he threw Yes, he is. Logan Paul is big.
Dude, Logan Paul could have trained for like 5 years, still would have not won.
Okay, but he Logan Paul has so much potential, and he didn't use it.
Yeah.
You know, his biggest way to win. What bigger fighters do is they just throw themselves on their opponent to tire them out. So that's why you see Logan Paul hugging Mayweather a lot.
Well, then his plan didn't work.
Yeah, exactly.
So then what's your point?
But like all he did was hug and just like try to tire out Mayweather like that. And they never threw a body shot. They were only going for the head, and Logan was like barely...
They were going for the kill shots.
Yeah, and Logan was barely like throwing enough punches. He was just kind of standing there and backing up.
You gotta have a show.
Right, he's like the KSI fight was boring as fuck.
This was a money event. It wasn't an event.
And then, like,
do you want a box?
I do want a box.
Us three?
No, I don't want to actually.
Playing against each other?
I don't want a box. I want to do MMA.
You? No, I was talking about us three.
Oh.
Like, one-on-ones. Would it go bad?
I'm not ready for that. I'm not ready for that right now.
Didn't we wrestle one time? Like,
yeah, you. Well, you won.
I was on the trampoline, right?
Yeah.
You, because you know Habakito.
Not anymore, unless I'm drunk. It comes back to me when I'm drunk.
Yeah. No, but Logan Paul, like, he was like, I trained for 3 years. If you do anything for 3 years, you'll become good at it. And then he went out there and he had his arms by his hips.
His arms what?
His hands weren't up. They were by his hips going down there. And he was talking, remember in the second KS5 fight where he was talking about how his jab is like super strong and deadly?
No.
You don't? Okay. Well, Logan Paul said that.
Logan probably got gassed out real early.
Huh?
Has his, what? I forgot what I was saying.
Okay, baby. Because Logan Paul was saying, like, his left jab is, like, really strong or whatever. But his arms are by his hips. You can't throw a good jab going up. Like, think about it. Your hands are by your hips, and you're going, like up.
You could.
It's not going to be as strong.
Put all your body motion to it, yeah.
I guess, but, like, no, bro.
Yeah, he definitely could.
Yeah, but he's fighting with his arms down there. You cannot throw a good jab like that. You think you can throw a good jab like that, Nico?
Nah.
Yeah, you can't throw a good jab like that. It has to be up here. Think about it. Your arm is going up. Can I have my arm?
Depends on the person. Because I've been punched hard from down there, too.
Right, but it's not a jab. You probably got, like, an uppercut or something, right?
Not like Jack.
Well, you've been in a fight?
We spar a lot in Hapkido.
Oh, okay. I guess.
And Master C used to
bully
me.
Okay, yeah, but were their arms by their hips?
I'm pretty sure. He used to pull. I would be stretching and I don't know where he'd be like, bah!
Okay.
I guess.
Another thing about. Because, like, Logan Paul, he says he's a fighter. Like, okay. Sure. He could be a fighter, but did you spar in Victoria? In Victoria's or Victory? What was it called?
Yeah.
It was Victory. Did your instructor teach you how to bounce?
Bounce like
yeah, like on your toes?
Yeah.
Okay. Did they say why?
Yeah.
Do you remember why?
Yeah, so you could like keep like move quickly.
So you can whatever. Switch your position anytime.
Whatever.
But so what's the point? What I was taught is you bounce so that they don't know when you're gonna throw a punch or when you're gonna kick. So that way they're always like guessing. And I remember KSI and Logan Paul's first fight. He was saying how he was like KSI is not a very good fighter because he's bouncing and I'm very centered. And I was like, are you serious?
And people just
who's training you?
People say shit sometimes.
He's like,
you could guess out quicker.
You can.
You're bouncing.
Yeah, it's
very
not.
Very quicker.
If you're boxing, or bouncing's not going to be that great, especially since you're not really using your legs.
And but, if you don't jump rope a lot, too.
Huh?
You don't jump rope a lot.
Yeah.
Jump rope's big.
But I mean, I also don't see a lot of MMA fighters doing the bouncing thing.
MMA's a whole different thing.
How?
MMA and boxing?
Yeah, I know. But in fighting in general, bouncing is used.
MMA is different because MMA fighters are experienced in every, like, in
yeah,
different
I know
things.
That.
So,
one yeah, little what do you think? I don't know anything about MMA.
One little bounce can, like,
huh?
One little bounce can, like, be the difference of you getting knocked
out. How? How could it be
MMA
the difference?
MMA people are different. They're different.
How is the bouncing different in MMA?
It's because they're always reading body language. And
right, like, and that's why if you're bouncing, they can't really read it and know when you're going to kick.
They could.
They no, they
know,
couldn't.
They just know, man. They watch you fight.
Well, yeah, duh. The whole idea is because they're in MMA, you're also always moving around, like in circles, so they don't really know. But what I'm just saying is, like, the bouncing is just used so they can't, like, guess when you're going to kick. Because when you're about to kick,
where are you going with this?
Huh?
Where are you going with
this? I'm trying to get there, but someone's over here like you're so bad at talking, Victor. Like, I'm trying to bring it something like, oh, no, that's wrong. Just stop it.
Yes.
No, but the bouncing is used so that, like, they don't, you're not, like, so your opponent doesn't know when you're going to kick. Or they don't know so well. Because when you're still and you go for a kick, it's so obvious. I can't see
it's
you.
It's very obvious.
Yeah.
It's very obvious.
And it's so obvious, like, so, like, I when I was sparring, I would bounce. And it worked, well, I will show, like, you know, I was pretty good. There was one guy who I couldn't beat, but his nickname was Ninja. So when I was in, maybe someone's calling you. Huh? Hey, buddy.
We didn't get coffee. That's what it was. We didn't get coffee.
Put your microphone to your face.
Whatever.
So angry.
Yeah, I am.
But yeah. Why are you angry?
No, I can't say.
Okay. But yeah.
I wish you still worked at Topgolf. I want to go. For free.
I mean, we couldn't go now.
Why?
Because they're busy on Sundays and in summer.
Oh. Oop.
Oop. No, but.
Any other topic? Because the boxing one really throws me off. I didn't watch any of them.
Yeah, do you know how Bryce Hall lost?
How did Bryce Hall lose?
It was by a TKO.
He got knocked out?
TKO. Technical knockout. It just means, do you know what technical
knockout
means?
He was on the floor for like longer than 10 seconds?
No, he wasn't. Do you know what
the ref called it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but do you know why? Like, do you know why they would call it? Like,
why would he call it? Because he would get injured even more?
That it's okay. This is the thing. Before he called a TKO, like before they stopped, he was getting hit in the head. Like, he was taking shots in his arm, his hands were by his hips. He wasn't protecting himself.
Eek.
Yeah. So like at that point, they could stop it. But he let him go a little bit longer, and he got an uppercut, and he just like fell onto Bryce, and like held it there, and they called it right there.
McGroom fell onto Bryce.
No. Oh. I said that, didn't I?
Yeah, you said
okay.
That.
Okay, no. So after he took those shots to the head, they started the countdown because, you know, he wasn't protecting himself. And at 8 seconds, he put his hands up. And then he went out, and Austin McBroom threw an uppercut. And Bryce, like, fell onto McBroom.
Didn't they bet $1 million?
They bet, mm-hmm, for.
Oh,
I bet Bryce isn't going to give it over, though, because they said on a knockout.
Hmm.
So.
A milli is a milli.
Right.
Austin McGroom's gonna send some hitters. With my $1 million, motherfucker.
Yeah. Fuck. No, but I didn't know, like, that surprised me. A lot of the fighters actually did pretty good. Like, because if you watch the press conference, they're all like, oh, I'm just doing this for the money.
Nah, but they want, you know, we're born to fight.
Right.
Thousands of years of our lineage. We're here because our ancestors fought to live. So it's in our nature, I'm pretty sure. You know, you get excited to fight.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And for money?
Sheesh! Exactly. But I don't know. Like, there's also the idea, like there was, they were both going to get the same amount of money if either one of them win. You know what I mean? So mm-hmm. Austin McBroom and Bryce Hall were both going to get $5 million.
God damn, yeah. That's a lot of money.
Like, if you were offered to fight, like, think about this. Like, you're just never, like, tomorrow, someone comes up to you and is like, hey, I'll give you $5 million to fight tomorrow, right? And the other guy's also going to get $5 million to fight you. Are you going to care if you win?
Dude, if he said, if you let me beat the living shit out of you right now, I'll give you $10 million. I'll let him.
No, I'm not saying that.
But I mean, you get what I mean?
I'm not saying that.
Okay, but I'm just saying.
But would you care? Would you care if you win? You wouldn't care if you win, right?
I don't.
No, right?
I'm up one way or another.
So what if he said, the winner gets, Let me think. Five.
If the winner gets more money, then.
If the winner gets $8 million and the loser only gets $3 million.
I'm fucking training like.
You're going to, bah, bah, you know,
dude,
right?
I'm going to beat the living crap out of him.
Yeah,
I'm going to kill him.
When I, like. when I heard that they were both gonna get $5 million no matter what, I was like, then what the fuck is the point? They're just gonna like throw like
entertainment,
you know?
They're reviving.
But how entertaining is it gonna be? They're just doing it for the money, and they don't care if they lose or not.
For little kids, little TikToker kids. That's all it is.
Most of the TikTokers are on YouTube.
All of them are just on their grind.
Yeah.
Good for them. Still.
Like, everybody knew that Floyd versus Mayweather and Logan Paul was a money grab. But.
Wouldn't it be cool if we got prisoners that are on death sentence to fight and whoever wins gets to live? I'm telling you, that'd be a great idea.
That'd be awful. Oh my God.
No, but
if no, it'd be awesome to watch, but like.
If they're both on
morally,
death sentence.
Morally. Have you heard of. I don't remember what they're called. During the Revolutionary War, the British hired black slave mercenaries, and they told them, if you win, you'll be free, right?
Yeah.
And so they'll send like a black troop into just whatever, and they were vicious. Like, if you're fighting for your freedom,
you're just
fucking ripping eyes out, man.
Bro, you know those kamikazes? They put them on meth, and they told them, the moment you crash that plane into the enemy ships, you get a golden seat in heaven. You know those motherfuckers were like, ah, I got you, you know, like all hyped up. I'm going to heaven, bitch. I mean, who knows what happens.
Well, kamikaze, it was more like an honorable thing to do.
Yeah, but they're all meffed up. Maybe the Germans. No. Germans were on meth.
Probably.
No, but they like, were. They were.
No, but the Japanese, it's just very honorable. It was like, will you kamikaze your plane into whatever? And they'd be like, oh, yes. I will. For the sake of this country, yes, you know.
Senpai.
So.
Oni-chan? I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I got a girl. Oh, I got. Oh, no, I'm not going to say it.
What did you think about the Mayweather fight?
It's very. Very not entertaining. I was expecting someone to get beat the shit out of or something interesting to happen.
Right.
And it literally went down how I expected.
Yeah, I mean.
So no. I mean, it was a good fight. Like, props to Logan, but I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, like, Logan went all the way. Would I say he's a fighter? I'm not sure, man.
It doesn't make sense because Mayweather's literally best of the best.
Well, I mean, he's a fighter.
He's 50 years old.
He's just not the best fighter.
Yeah, but I mean,
but he is a fighter. Like, he fights.
I don't think
he's
Logan
already fought. Like, he's more of a fighter than any of us.
It's like if
I don't think he's a boxer.
I mean,
he's fucking boring.
Who?
Logan Paul in the boxing ring.
Well, then he's a boring boxer.
He's boring.
Then that's it. I'd he's like a to boxer. See, he's just
you know,
boring.
He'd do so much better in MMA.
Yeah. That would be exciting.
He'd
Logan in MMA?
He'd like throw people.
That would be. That's his.
But I think it's because you know, like Logan Paul and Jake Paul are doing this. They're also fighting for the money. And it's pretty obvious. Because like.
Jake Paul wouldn't do good in MMA.
Jake Paul wouldn't, but Logan Paul didn't want to go to MMA because Dana White wouldn't let him go into the UFC. You could do other.
He's got beef with Dana? Damn, that's bad, dog.
You can do other leagues. Like, there's Bellator, and you could probably do a local LA league.
Dude, you could just do a street fight.
Exactly.
Be like, I'll give you 20 bands right now.
Just get into MMA. He'll do really good.
We should do MMA. I want to be a street fighter. I always thought about doing it.
I wanted to do MMA.
I want to be a cage fighter.
I think I'd be good. I was pretty good in Taekwondo.
Dude, let's do it.
I was pretty good in Taekwondo. I just couldn't beat one guy.
You want to be like a...
Look at my trophies. First place sparring. And then the rest are second place because I couldn't beat that one guy.
Hey, do you want to join like a local thing?
I do, but like what time?
And then we try to fight like actual events.
Yeah, I mean,
that would be cool.
I tried joining, but I just couldn't find myself to get to it. You know what I mean?
Let's do it. All three of us.
Would you do MMA?
Nico's I would pressed.
Not. Nico would do better in just wrestling.
No, I think Nico would do great at MMA. With his height?
He's fucking short as shit.
Yeah, short as fuck.
Dude, so short people can do great.
Well, why he'd be better at wrestling.
How about I just keep working on cars and...
Can you fix my car?
For free. Car, you got that $400.
You got that phone. Right? You got four bills you don't need
you
right now.
Got that money.
Let's go and party right now. You want to go to a club? Oh, wait. Are the clubs even open Sunday?
Not on Sunday.
I go to the club real quick.
Dude, can I hold that?
No.
What is it?
It's just the money I have to deposit today.
Bro, can't put it on.
It was the money the lady gave me.
What? Oh, that was today?
It was yesterday, but and then I went to work, so I'm just waiting to deposit.
Damn. Let's use two of those.
For what?
I don't know. Let's do something crazy right now.
Yeah. How about you bring out your money and do something crazy?
I'm broke. I got $20 in my car.
I'm saving up. I can't spend.
Yeah, I'm broke too.
Hey, babe. No, she's asleep.
Y'all just want to do a shot right now?
She wants to do a shot.
Let's do it.
Shot.
What was that, babe? You do?
Yeah. Aren't you tired as fuck?
And I can sleep it off, but it'll be fun while I do.
Hell yeah.
Actually, no, I work tomorrow.
But this guy.
In the afternoon.
Yeah, same.
I have to be up by 4:30 in the morning.
I thought you said at 6.
I have to be there by 6, but I gotta wake up, make my oatmeal, get dressed.
What do they
do? Oatmeal for breakfast with protein powder.
Not protein powder. Protein powder can be, like, bad for you.
If you don't work out, yeah.
If I don't.
Well, that's your fault.
I've been taking creatine.
You've been taking creatine? How much a day?
Stop shoving.
1 gram a day?
Okay. Because you go to Gold's, right?
Yes.
Don't they have, like, treadmills?
Yes.
Can't I just do that until... Because I need the, like, the surroundings.
Your first goal is just going to the gym.
Yes, it should.
And if you just want to get on the treadmill, get on the
fucking treadmill. I think that's what I'm gonna do.
Stay on the fucking treadmill.
Would you go and do that with me? Yes. Do your own thing and just me be there.
I would be. We would be seeing each other very often because.
Yes. Okay.
I do weights. Yeah. And then once I'm starting, you're like, I go in the treadmill, get my heartbeat back up, and then it's just back and forth.
Okay. I'm gonna try Tuesday.
Did you sign up?
I'm going to. I was, because my mom has, like, a discount for her work, and she was going to let me have it, because she doesn't like going to the gym.
What time do you work? What time do you get up?
On Tuesday, I don't work at all, because I don't like starting working out on the days that I work, because then I'm sore as fuck at work.
Turmeric and ginger.
I hate ginger. I hate the way ginger tastes.
Turmeric and ginger pills, and then your soreness goes away. Approved.
I'll keep that in mind.
Seriously, it's like a Mexican magic that I'm like, I don't believe this shit, mom. And then I took it and poof.
I'll keep that in mind. Because I do get really sore. Especially when I go like a really long time without working out. So I'll probably do that.
How much is a Gold's Gym membership?
30.
When my mom gets it for 10.
Okay. Lucky. How much is a LA Fitness membership?
Like 40.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, it's more expensive and it sucks.
High quality. LA Fitness, like, really good, though.
Not really. I don't know. I've been to both Gold's and LA Fitness, and honestly, I think Gold's is way cooler. And they have a lot more stuff.
The vibes are Gold's. That's what it's all about.
LA Fitness has a nice basketball court. If you're into that.
You play basketball?
No. That's why I don't go there. Oop.
How about I call you Gia? What the fuck? Kaya, I go right after work.
What time do you
get I get off work at 4:30.
Yeah, we can do that.
I'm there by 5.
Okay.
Yes, Mohammed.
Do you take?
Can do that.
Do you drink coffee?
Drugs.
No, not very often, but I could. Do you get a better workout when you drink coffee?
Fuck yeah, you do. I didn't know that. But you got to start slow because my pre-worky would literally give you a heart attack.
Probably.
So maybe a cup of coffee a day.
How many milligrams do you take?
Caffeine.
Like, is it?
I take a scoop and it's 200. But I chew this gum that's already 100. And when you mix two sources of caffeine, it gives like a crazy reaction.
Nice.
So I'm having anxiety attack by the time I get there.
Oh,
so
God, that wouldn't be good for me.
But the anxiety is just power. You just gotta think it's power.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, I gotta work this out. And as you're working out, as your blood flow is going, it just goes away. And you get them gains, baby.
Yeah.
One cup of coffee a day. And then the next week, two cups of coffee.
You really should have expected that.
She just deep throated my microphone.
Nico, you look so pressed, my guy.
My fault,
I'm feeling
bro.
I'm feeling it, man. I'm an empath.
I want to work out again.
Hey, Kaya, you got to explain this Mercury retrograde shit, because Gia's been talking about that. I'm like, I don't know what the fuck you're talking
I
about.
I believe in it, but I don't understand it.
It's like miscommunication type of shit. I'm like, I'd be talking to you. I don't know. You know how she's got like butterfly wings tatted on her back? It's hot.
It is hot, but
all right, do you want to end the podcast?
I don't know what time we're at. And it's not my computer's not responding to me. If you listened this far, thank you so much for sticking until the end. We really appreciate it. And since you did stay this long, it must mean you enjoyed us. And if you enjoyed us, I bet you'd like to see more of us. And you can by subscribing or following, depending on what platform you're on. And if you're watching on YouTube or listening on Breaker, go ahead and smash the like button.
And if you want to see more of us or never miss an episode of us or would like to support us, go ahead and follow us on Twitter at Rinky Dinky Boys, no spaces. The RDB is capitalized and it's boys with a Z. TikTok at rinkydinky_boys_podcast. All lowercase boys is with a Z. And on Instagram at rinkydinky_boys. All lowercase boys is with a Z. We post any visuals that we may be talking about on Insta and some extra content on Reels and TikTok. Links to all the description. Links of all of these are in the description.
We are going to make a custom tablecloth and we want it full of quotes and names. So the first 100 people to rate us on Apple Music and include a quote with who said it, get their name on the custom tablecloth. We are now extending it to Twitter as well, except you don't need to leave a review or a rating. You just need to at the Rinky Dinky Boys with the quote and with who said it. And if you don't include your name, I'm just going to use your Twitter username. But Apple will have priority, which means if there's 60 Apple reviews and 60 tweets, I'm taking all the Apple reviews and only 40 tweets. First come, first serve. If you're unsure how to format the quotes, we will play a clip at the end of the episode that explains how we'd like it.
We're not asking for everyone to subscribe to our listener support, only those who are able to, and to in these trying times. Maybe it's for someone like Bill Pulte that enjoys our work and would like to help us improve and grow our podcast. Definitely consider becoming a supporter, and to for everyone else who can't pay anything monthly, would rather do a one-time donation, you can. All donations and listener support money will be put forth improving our podcast.
We have started a Buy Me a Coffee, and Buy Me a Coffee does allow one-time donations. I think our one-time donations are $3. You could find us. You could find our Buy Me a Coffee at buymeacoffee.com/ringydinkyboys. And we have a goal on there for a Podtrac P4. And obviously that'll make some really good audio. And that'll also allow us to phone in some guests that aren't near us. And I would really love that for a Spanish episode. Other than that, we want your feedback. So comment on what you think about the episode on YouTube, on Breaker, or on that episode's promo on TikTok, Instagram, or Twitter. You could even email us. I really want feedback to see what we could do better, to see what y'all don't like. As to what Buy Me a Coffee, what we're going to do with Buy Me a Coffee will come later. I don't have that ready right now, but I have plans. So, fucking get on it, bitch. All right, that's all we have for today. Have a great next 2 weeks. We'll see you then.
Oh, fuck. What if we haven't even been recording at all?
We have been. It's the Rinky Dinky Boys. We're making a custom tablecloth full of quotes, and we want your names on it. So this is how you can get your name on it. First, you go to Apple Podcasts. You make sure you're subscribed. Then you scroll down, and you press write a review. Make sure it's 5 stars, and you could title it whatever you want. Then you write down your favorite quote from our podcast, whichever episode, English or Spanish. For now, we're going to use an example, which would be Victor's quote from episode 2.
We love drugs.
So it would be open quotations. We love drugs. Close quotations. Then dash, whoever said it. In this case, it was Victor. Under that, you write your review. It can be honest. If you want to use a different name other than the Apple Podcast name you have, then put it in parentheses at the end. The first 100 people to do this get their name on the custom tablecloth. Let's say you want to use a quote that has more than 2 people. This is how you do it. We're going to use a quote from episode 4.
Wait, have you heard of Inchers?
Insurance?
No, Inchers. The drink Inchers.
So we start off with Victor's part. Open quotations. Have you ever heard of Inchers? Close quotations. Then enter in the next part.
Insurance?
Open quotation. Insurance. Maybe a question mark. Sounded like I was asking a question. Close quotation. Then enter. And the next part.
No Inchers, the drink Inchers.
Open quotation, no Inchers, the drink Inchers, close quotation. Then dash, and you do it by the order who said it first. So Victor said it first, so it'd be Victor, comma, Nick, period. If you started with Nick's part first, then it would be dash, Nick, comma, Victor, period. Now let's say you're using 3 people. In this case, we'll use an example from episode 8.
You have great skin.
No, what? My skin's breaking out so bad.
I mean, it's better than Nick's.
Damn, God.
So you'd start with open quotations. You have great skin. Close quotations. Enter. Then the next dialogue.
No, what? My skin's breaking out so bad.
Open quotation. No. Maybe with an exclamation point. What? Maybe with another exclamation point. My skin is breaking out so bad. Close quotation. And then the next part, enter.
I mean, it's better than Nick's.
Open quotation, I mean, it's better than Nick's. Close quotation. Then, for the next dialogue, enter.
Damn, God.
Open quotation, damn, exclamation point, God, close quotation. Then it'll be dash and in order. So it was Victor, comma, Hannah, comma, Nick, period. The first 100 people to write a review with 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and include a quote, get their name on their tablecloth. Oh, motherfucker, I get this wrong every time. Get their name under their quote on our custom tablecloth.